you know the question I get asked the most at the moment? People say to me in the street, they say, Scott, you know your musical? I would love to get some phrases from that on my phone.
Do they?
Is that possible? And I say, no, until now. Because next time I get asked, I'll say, yes, you can. You can now get Scott Mills the Musical on your mobile. How good is that?
I thought they were always asking you, what do you think of Rihanna's clutch bag?
No. That's the other question.
All right, okay.
If you text the word mobile to 81199, this is so good, you'll get pictures of the show to your phone. You can download some songs from Scott Mills the Musical to your phone. And you can get some of these amazing clips from the actual musical, including fake chappers saying,
I'm on board.
Who wouldn't want that on their phone?
I'm on board.
Every time your phone goes off?
I'm on board.
Fake chappers. Pretty good.
Hey, that's on me.
Fake chappers, he said. Oh, it's fake chappers playing Zane Lowe. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah. I'm on board.
Oh, yeah, so you don't confusing. Say that, do you?
Am I the only one paying attention?
I'm on board.
That is clearly Zane Lowe. Yeah. you can also get me as the rubbish DJ going,
yeah. Morning.
That's on there. Kylie Minogue.
Strife.
Played by Becky. That's on there. Fake Chappers.
Oh, right. Here he is. Go.
Don't get too excited. It goes on for hours.
Talking about the Brit Awards. And also the very start of the show with the posh Radio 4 lady.
This is the BBC.
You can get all that on your phone now. Text the word mobile to 81199. Is that what you're doing now?
Yeah, I'm just getting it now.
Right, good. And now it's time for Dear Scott live with the posh lady from Radio 4. Hi there.
Hello.
Okay, off we go. These are sent in by you, and we can read them out as they happen. 81199.
Dear Scott, I have a dilemma. My mum wants to send me food parcels when I start uni in September, but I prefer money for beer and curry. How do I approach this? Andy, X.
Chappers.
Why are you asking me? Well, basically, what I would do is I would accept the food parcel from their mum. Yes, from their mum. And then flog the food parcel to other students, probably break it up and flog it out. Then you've got the money for beer and curry.
I was only asking because I was never a student, seeing you.
Oh, right,
I know
okay.
You were.
Well, there so, you yeah. go then.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers, the one that only spoke once, and the posh Radio 4 lady. Which is better, an egg sandwich made with mayo or one made with salad cream? I'm hungry and can't make my mind up. Thank you. Mm. Love, Taff, off of Horwich.
I've recently rediscovered salad cream.
You see, I was going to say I would have gone with mayo, but then again, about 2 years ago, yeah, was salad cream convert.
Salad cream is back.
Okay.
So I'm saying salad cream.
That's why I find it very difficult to look at you as you're still being fanned.
Thanks, by the way.
My pleasure.
Sir.
Sir.
Oh! Next.
Hi, posh Radio 4 lady. I was at the musical last night and loved it. I was standing next to you at the bar afterwards. Wow, you are tall. How tall are you? Love, Gail from Edinburgh, X.
You are quite tall.
Well, yes, although I am wearing comedy stilts most of the time.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay, what, just to make yourself look taller and more
yes,
important?
I'm actually 4'8".
Okay. Good, all right.
You should do with some of them.
I really could. I keep getting that from people going, God, you're a lot shorter than I thought you'd be. Thanks. Next.
Dear Scott, Mike, Ting Tong Macadangdang.
No.
The one who never shuts up. And the posh Channel 4 lady. Will there be a Tim Westwood or Chappers and Dave the musical? If so, when and where? Love from Baz, a dedicated viewer.
Westwood the musical would be immense.
There won't be a Chappers and Dave one, Biz or whatever you're called. I can guarantee that.
Why not?
Why? Because it'd be incredibly dull.
Oh, don't put yourself down.
I'm not, I'm putting Dave down.
All right. Hi, Dave, are you listening? I don't think he knew before this, but he is in the musical tonight, and so is Vernon.
BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
And now it's time for the posh Radio 4 lady reading out the text that you've been sending in over the last hour on Dear Scott. First one, please.
Tell Chappers I walked up Arthur's Seat at 2 a.m. in my bra as part of a 26.2-mile walk, so he can do it, nay bother.
I don't have a bra.
I don't think the bra is...
I could borrow mine.
You could borrow mine, Chappers.
I say, I really don't like her live. That's
weird
twice in 2 days.
It's weird that she
back.
Can answer back, isn't it? I quite like it, though. see, how long would that take, do you reckon, to go up there? This is Arthur's Seat we're talking about, which we can see from our little courtyard area.
I would say at least 2 hours and 1 minute, therefore not possible in the time of Wonder Years and floor fillers.
Okay, next.
Dear Scott, the other day I saw a guy who was claiming to be you in Hove and given out signatures, but everyone was ignoring him. Lol.
Right.
Was that you?
No, it wasn't me. I've been nowhere near Hove.
You sure?
Actually.
Do you spend your weekend standing on street corners handing out signatures?
No.
It says, sorry, I know we're on to the next, dear Scott. It says it takes less than an hour to walk up Arthur's Seat.
Oh, so I just Googled it.
Yeah, easy for him to do during Wonder Years.
Not with a dodgy knee.
You could be back in time for floor fillers, which I know you love.
and only in these pumps as well.
Pumps?
Yeah.
Who wears pumps? Well, that's what I'm saying.
I'd be wearing pumps tomorrow.
Okay, good.
Anyhow, back to you.
No, it wasn't me in Hove.
Was it Calvin Harris who spotted him?
No, shut up. Next.
Hi, Scott. Can you thank Posh Radio 4 Lady for safely guiding me round Sweden on Tom Tom last week? Liz, Glasgow, X.
We get a lot of texts about this. Have you been moonlighting as the voice of Satnav?
Might have been.
See, normally we can edit these out, can't we, so that she doesn't self-promote her other voiceover work.
Yeah. But oh, there goes the phone. Is that your agent?
Oh.
It's probably Cameron, my butler.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be missing
the one with the torso.
He'll be missing me.
So do you do it in Swedish? That's really impressive.
I'm very, very talented lady.
Or do you just put a voice on? You lifted the next view to boot. Like that.
No.
Can you do accents of satnavs in other countries?
Italian satnav.
Turn the left.
German satnav.
Turn left.
Ah, this is brilliant.
Caribbean satnav.
Can't do that one.
Northern Irish satnav.
Turn left.
What was that?
Turn left. Could you do a bit of your satnav voice now, please?
Turn right at the roundabout.
See, that would be very reassuring, wouldn't it, if you're in a car, a bit stressed with traffic and stuff. Brilliant. Anyway, next.
Dear Scott, thought I'd let you know I have a goldfish named after your producer. It's a ceramic floaty thing that came with the fish tank, and it doesn't socialise with the other goldfish, so I call it the one that doesn't speak. It never even spoke once. From Eddie in Edinburgh.
Thanks, Eddie. How do you feel to have a goldfish named after you? Thumbs up. Next.
Dear Scott, how do you like your eggs in the morning? Boiled or fried? Or maybe you like your eggs scrambled? I have wondered for ages. Katie, off of Bristol, X.
Thanks, Katie. That's a weird question. Scrambled every time. That's it.
There's nothing else to say.
No, that's it. What about you, Chappers?
Scrambled for me as well. Sometimes poached, actually. That's quite
healthy. Oh, I like a poached egg.
All right, love that. Merit that response.
Never ever heard such excitement about a poached egg. Anything else you want to know?
Poached egg.
We can do some...
Chappers, don't do the look and then say poached egg.
We can do some more tomorrow. Will you be here tomorrow?
Yes.
Amazing. 81199, get them in now and we can sort out the wheat from the actual chaff tomorrow afternoon.